But I completely agree. Like the credibility thing is absolutely crucial.
Let's go to the phones and hear from Sabra, Asheville, North Carolina, Democrats line. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Morning.
I'd like to know how we can stop the black hole phenomena where certain news stories are followed, like political gossip stories or scandal stories, and other stories simply get ignored for years or decades. As an example, 15 or 20 years ago, climate change would have caused nothing but rolling of eyes and a diversionary answer. And nowadays, if someone mentions the presence of nanothermite in the dust at the World Trade Center, it's enough to stop the conversation short. And where there should be inquiry and looking for whether yes or no these things are true, political reporters or other reporters simply don't follow up on things that aren't, that have not already been followed by the mass pack in the press.
Okay.
Well, I think climate change is, first of all, it's a very important story, and I think we do cover it both on a science perspective and a political perspective. There's no doubt that it could stand to get a lot more coverage. In terms of things, you know, disappearing off the radar, there certainly is an element of the media following the day's story, sometimes to the detriment of longer term stories like that. So I think the caller is broadly correct that we need to be more careful about the kinds of long-term stories that we follow.
We have a Texan on the line already, so let's go to William in Houston, Independent. Hi, William.
Yes, thanks for having me. Building 7 was in free fall for over 100 feet when it was destroyed on 9/11, meeting no resistance for eight stories as it went down. Given this fact, why hasn't Congress forced the National Institute of Standards and Technology to legitimately explore the possibility that explosives may have been used?
William, we'll get a response from the congressman from that issue, but what do you think about immigration reform? You're in Houston.
Well, my question was about the Building 7 and 9/11.
I know, but I'm asking you about what you think about immigration reform. We'll move on to that in just a minute.
Well, immigration reform would start with labor reform. Right now, we have a system that condones illegal immigration. But back to my original question, please.
Well, let me go back to the immigration reform since we're on that particular topic. Keep in mind that, for example, in the state of Texas, Texas has the largest board of
The I-35 bridge collapse in Minnesota was actually a structural defect, something called gusset plates. There were a number of things that were going on at that point with that bridge collapse. It was not really designed for the loads. They were doing construction. They had heavy equipment on the bridge. But really when it came down to it, it was the design of these plates that were flawed. So again, it was a very particular thing that I think we learned in that case. I'm afraid, though, that we didn't learn the bigger lesson of what that actually means for the rest of our infrastructure. It was not the wake-up call, frankly, that a lot of people thought it should be.
Let's go to Cheryl, New York. Pat is a Republican. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Libby. I have a question. I am concerned about our bridges and all of our infrastructure in general. But what I'm mostly concerned about, and I have a question for you. Would you please answer it for me?
What's the question?
My question is that I watch these bands every morning faithfully, and I hear different callers call in periodically about the 9/11 Building 7, and I'm wondering why does C-SPAN have a policy of not wanting to answer any of these questions? Because when a person mentions this, you either call them some conspiracy person or else you deflect them with a different question so that the guest doesn't have to answer. And I'm wondering why, is this a policy C-SPAN has?
No, Pat, it's not a policy at all. And sometimes we try to stay on topic if we have someone on talking about a specific thing, but it's not a policy, and we want to invite all conversation topics. Sometimes callers call in and tell our screener they're going to talk about one thing, then they talk about something else when they get on the air, but we welcome your opinions and thoughts. Did you have any questions or comments for James Corliss this morning?
Well, in terms of the bridges collapsing, like the one you cited about Minnesota, there was Building 7 that collapsed without a plane even hitting it. And I think many families and supporters of trying to get into investigation about why this building would just suddenly collapse, I wonder why no one will answer these questions for these people.
Well, and we have actually had people answer those questions on this program before. James Quarles, did you want to weigh in on that at all? Is there anything that relates to infrastructure that you can comment on?
I'll tell you what, and I certainly would. I don't know enough certainly about exactly what happened on the site, but another tragedy just last fall was Superstorm Sandy, and that was what I was thinking about in terms of.
Congressman Chris Smith, Republican of New Jersey. He's in his 17th term.
Yeah.
He represents the 4th district of the state of New Jersey. Let's go to a Floridian. James is in Hope Sound, Republican. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you for taking my call. Good morning, Congressman Smith. Yeah, I'm a retired Marine engineer, and prior to that, I worked in the construction industry. And I can tell you that from the symmetrical fall of Building 7 on 911 and its free fall, that explosives we used to bring it down. My question, Congressman, I'd like to know why you and the rest of Congress aren't listening to the thousands of architects and engineers calling for a new investigation of its destruction.
Of which destruction? I missed a little bit of that. I'm sorry.
Building 7, 911.
The World Trade Center.
Yeah, of course. A question's been asked many times. I do believe that there's been, a number of efforts to investigate. The 9/11 Commission, which I pushed very hard, looked at virtually every aspect of the terrible tragedy of 9/11. A number of my constituents, frankly, were killed or had family members who were killed. And I was a prime mover behind that legislation, which eventually the implementation was done. As we all know, Tom Kaine was the chairman, our former governor, who did an exemplary job. They looked at virtually every aspect of it, but there's always remaining questions, and I think your question, needs further answer.
How do you get that further answer, then?
Well, I think, probably more investigations on the part of maybe not government, but on, think tanks could be looking at it. Again, the 9/11 investigation was one of the most comprehensive that I have ever seen. Kaine and Lee Hamilton, Governor Kaine and former Congressman Lee Hamilton, put together a series of hearings. They had a very good staff. And that report, which was several inches thick, and I've read it, and I actually chaired two hearings about its implementation, and former Speaker Hastert offered the bill, H.R. 1, to implement the entirety of it. We are safer. We're not safe. That was one of the points they made in the 9/11 Commission report. We are safer, but not safe. And, much more needs to be done to mitigate, the threats from Al-Qaeda and others who wish us ill. But in terms of, the other aspects of it, I guess they looked at it. I'm not sure how much we really need to know. It is unanswered, but I could get back to him if he leaves his number.
I just need to know what's unanswered. Do you have any doubt about what caused?
Yeah, and I guess the building capabilities of both the Twin Towers, their architect, the structure. There probably were corners that were cut. I say probably. I don't know that for sure.
In the construction of the building.
In the construction, because people were always to the point of almost being shocked how quickly it imploded.
Do you have any doubt of the cause of September 11th?
No, none whatsoever. Matter of fact, I remember I was actually in Bethlehem, and I spoke to a group of students who questioned and actually blamed it on the Israelis, which is theater of the absurd. And they said no Jews died in 9/11. And I said, "Hope, time out. I know several widows of Jewish men who died in 9/11. There were people of every faith and those of none who were in the Twin Towers. Innocent people were slaughtered. It was an act of terrorism, the likes of which we hadn't seen since Pearl Harbor in terms of magnitude. And so there's no doubt as to who the culprits were. And I think, there will always be conspiracy theories, always about everything, I guess, including that. But I think we've done a good job as a government on that one.
Representative Chris Smith is from the New Jersey's 4th District. As he mentioned, some of his constituents were killed in the World Trade Center attack.
What is the government's interpretation of the law governing surveillance? That is something I believe is properly public, but is not yet available.
All right, let's hear from John in Loveland, Colorado, Democratic caller. Thanks for hanging on the line, John. Go ahead.
You're welcome. I'm a retired police officer. After 9/11, NIST refused to test its World Trade Center dust samples for the presence of explosives that may have helped bring the buildings down.
And John, I'm going to interrupt you. What does that have to do with our conversation?
1 minute, ma'am. Despite the fact that independent scientists found nanothermite residue in their own World Trade
Center. All right. Well, we're talking about the NSA surveillance program, so I'm going to move on. Adam in Steubenville, Ohio, Republican caller. Go ahead, Adam.
Hi. NIST admits that World Trade Center Building 7, which wasn't hit by a plane, was in a free fall for over 100 feet when it fell on 9/11, meaning it met no resistance for 8 stories. So why isn't the FAS calling for a new investigation?
All right, Adam, concerted effort here from some callers to call in and talk about this topic. We've addressed it many times here on the Washington General. We have talked about it. Let's stick to
Jim Himes right now is our guest, Democrat of Connecticut, member of the Intelligence Committee, also the Financial Services Committee. He's a graduate of Harvard. He's a Rhodes Scholar. And he worked for Goldman Sachs for several years before coming over to Congress, getting elected to Congress. And the first call from him comes from North Carolina. Whitney is in Raleigh, Democrat. Hi, Whitney. Whitney?
Hi.
Please go ahead.
All right. The NSA spying on Americans has been whispered out for years, but it took a brave whistleblower to give up his normal life to make politicians and the media acknowledge it. My question for you is Congress going to wait for someone else to give up his life before you acknowledge that only explosives could have brought down World Trade Center Building 7 on 9/11?
Well, let's go to the her referring to Mr. Snowden as a whistleblower. Do you agree?
Let's do that, Peter. As somebody who was at the site of 9/11, I am really troubled about, you know, some of the allegations that are, I think, out there on the extreme. But look, the definition of whistleblower is somebody who is blowing the whistle.
And we're talking with Congressman Randy Forbes, a Republican of Virginia, and Clay in Jacksonville, Florida. On our Republican line, you're first up.
Hi. Since the government's willing to deceive Americans on this NSA issue, why couldn't the same be true about what really brought down Building 7 on 9/11, since there's overwhelming evidence that explosives were used to bring it down?
Yeah. You don't need to comment on that if you don't want to. You're more than welcome to, of course. But do you feel that the NSA has deceived?
No, and I think that will be one of the things, Peter. Trust that the government will comply with court orders that are constantly being used to oversee its surveillance activities and are enforced by the court.
Andy is next. Clinton, New York, Democrats line. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. An object of free fall can't do work as such as crushing the columns below it. This is basic physics. Given that NIST has admitted to Building 7's free fall on 9/11, why didn't the FBI or DOJ try to find out who placed explosives throughout that highly secure building?
Okay, I'm going to put this on the table. We've had 3 or 4 calls on this. In your mind, was anyone outside of the terrorists involved in what happened at the World Trade Center or at the Pentagon?
No, full stop. If the government were involved, we would know about it by now.
We continue to get calls, though, and we welcome the conversation, but yet to have any proof that there were outside forces involved in what happened.
None whatsoever.
We'll go to Andrew.
It has the same priority for certain members of Congress that it does for the American citizenry.
New York, New York. Alex, Democratic caller. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, and I really appreciate that you're encouraging the healthy skepticism that is really important for democracy. I wanted to ask you about spying and the enormous expense of war and security. All these, of course, are motivated by 9/11. And if you've read the NIST reports, as I have, then you know that we've given up our civil liberties, even though the government never explained how the towers came down the way they did and never tested for explosives. And you know that building 7, a high rise, not
Alex,
hit by a
Alex, plane. I'm gonna stop you there and ask you a question. We've been getting a lot of calls lately on this show from people who believe that 9/11 was there's like a theory that it was an inside job. Are you part of a group or an effort that's trying to get this on the show?
Well, actually, I've read in Homeland Security training brochures that 9/11 truth activists are potential terrorists. And I guess that means that my email records are among those that the government feels it can read and review. And I suppose that under the NDA, I could be indefinitely detained. And that has me concerned.
Well, Alex, can you answer my question about if this is a group effort? Are you part of an organization or anything?
I'm an American citizen concerned about my privacy, and that's why I'm calling in, because...
Okay, well, let's get a response from the congressman on the question of privacy issues.
Well, I agree with the healthy skepticism, Alex, and I think you raise a great point about that. I would tell you that I would have to disagree with you on what I think the cause of 9/11 is. For me, it's very clear, but I appreciate your viewpoint, and I appreciate your concern about what the federal government knows about you, and that as an American citizen, just because of your views, you would be put on some list and be surveilled or monitored in that regard. And so the point is whether you're liberal or whether you're conservative, whatever your views are, America is not known, nor should it be ever known, for targeting people's political views as are using their political views as a target, and furthermore, using instruments of government, whether it's the NSA, the FBI, or the IRS, to punish people for their political views. I might disagree with you about what the cause of 9/11, what the causes were. However, I don't expect to be targeted, nor do I expect you to be targeted by instruments of government for your views. And I think that's a very important point to make. And any administration that would promote that type of thing or allow it in any way and not refute it and fight it vigorously is an administration I'm concerned about.
James Lacy joining us here in our studios in Washington. He's the author of Moment of Battle, The 20 Clashes That Changed the World. He currently teaches at the Marine War College, also adjunct faculty member at Georgetown University and Johns Hopkins University. He is a former embedded journalist for Time Magazine, and he is a defense analyst as well. His expertise on the situation in Afghanistan, Syria, and elsewhere around the world. Pamela joining us from Tallahassee, Republican line. Good morning.
Hey, James. This is Pamela. I really appreciated what you just said, that we have to negotiate and that we don't go in to destroy nations. So here's my question for you, James. How will the U.S. government claim the moral authority it needs to help it win wars now that more and more people are waking up to the scientific evidence proving that the Twin Towers and Building 7 were brought down in a pre-planned controlled demolition on 9/11?
I happen to have, before going on this career path, my office was on the 82nd floor of the World Trade Center, and I believe there's absolutely no evidence that the United States government had anything to do with the taking down of the towers on the World Trade Center. And I honestly don't even want to answer the question. I think that's so far out of bounds on what's true and real is to be ridiculous. I'm sorry.
John, Jacksonville, Florida, Democrats line. Good morning. Get to your phone calls. John is joining us from Youngstown, Florida, Republican line. Good morning.
Good morning. My question is, since the Italian Supreme Court President Fernando Imposimato has called for a criminal investigation of 9/11 and agrees with the scientific evidence that explosives must have been used to bring down the buildings in New York, would the EU be open to conducting its own new 9/11 investigation?
Hey, John, before we get a response, we had an earlier caller on this, and we know that there is a concerted effort to flood the airwaves with these calls. We ask that you go to another network or another place. We've heard from
you in the past. Please don't interrupt me.
I am going to interrupt you because it's off topic, and we've had a number of people calling in. We had a caller earlier this morning with the same point who basically disputed everything that is being called on this question. But you and others continue to call in, so we ask that you choose another network or another venue. We've made the comment earlier. You're certainly welcome to respond as well, but we ask that you take your calls somewhere else.
I have no comments on that particular question.
We'll go to Barry next.
But it's not a policy, and we want to invite all conversation topics.
We welcome the conversation. We ask that you take your calls somewhere else.